Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome back. I've just checked my screen time, daily average 6.5 hours, and that's discounting the amount of time I've spent before the PC or the laptop as well. When is the last time you checked your screen time? Well, a new study for secondary school students now has shown that 1 in 3 teenagers are on their phone for more than 4 hours, with more than 1 in 10 spending over 6 hours every day staring at their smartphone. This research, put together by StudyClix, it shows that students are distracted by social media and now have real difficulties concentrating. Well, for more on this, we're joined by former secondary school teacher and StudyClix founder Luke Saunders. Luke, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on, Cormac.
Look, I just checked my own screen time so as not to be a fella in a glass house casting stones, because an awful lot of people will have problems with this. But the problem here is that they're supposed to be studying and in school, I suppose, and 8 in 10 students are worried about the amount of time they're spending on their phone, Luke.
Yeah, interesting. And you said your screen time was 6.5 hours. That's representative. There's about 16% of students in Ireland who are upwards of 6 hours. And as you said, 1 in 3 spending more than 4 hours on their phone per day. And I think these stats, which are part of the annual survey that we do at StudyClix, we ask the students to actually take out the screen time app. So I think these results are quite reflective of the reality. It's not just like how much time do you think you spend on the phone. I think many students would think they spend less than they actually do. So I would often say to students, and indeed to parents, like, you know, it's very hard to say to a 17-year-old, you know, you can only spend 2 hours on your phone. But I think what you can do as a parent is to actually encourage your child to have a look and just see how much they're using the phone for. And it's only then when they realise that probably it is a little bit on the high side that they can do things to change it.
And it's killing concentration. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, so 54% say that specifically short-form video apps are having an effect on their ability to study or to concentrate. And we asked them what apps they're using, and what comes out top is Instagram, then Snapchat, and then closely followed by TikTok and YouTube. So a lot of these apps are designed, obviously, to keep people on the apps because, you know, their business model is that they have advertising. So, you know, these apps are not designed to kind of be healthy places for students and try and, you know, let them manage their screen time. They're there to keep them on as long as possible. So it's no wonder that students, you know, 4 in 5 have said that they're worried about the amount of time they're spending on their phone. So I think students are they're very aware that they're spending too much time on the phone. It's just that we as adults, I think, need to help them manage that. And, you know, one thing when I go out to talk with students in schools, I often suggest there's lots of apps out there that can help for distraction blocking. The one I always recommend is one called Forest App. And what it does is if a student is studying for, say, a 20-minute stint, that they turn on Forest App, set a timer for 20 minutes, and if they go undistracted for those 20 minutes, then it plants a little forest or a little tree in their forest. And then if they do get distracted, like, you know, check in on Instagram or TikTok, then it kills one of their trees. And it sounds so simple, but it's a very gamified, addictive way.
I can't imagine it's going to help climate change.
No, it's lovely. It's a great idea, Luke, because I have to say, I find actually, never mind us pointing fingers at students, I have the same problem. And I've really noticed it in the last 2 or 3 years in particular, where I'll be reading something and I just suddenly get the urge, like my concentration goes and I go check my email or I go check Twitter or I go check something, you know, and I'm popping between different activities where I'm finding it difficult to concentrate for, you know, the periods of time that I would have concentrated on in the past. So that's one good way of going about it. But yeah. I'm just not sure a tree, like a tree is going to do it. Do you get me? Like, it's a great idea, I'm not sure a tree would do it for me.
Let me give you another one then. Another one that I find works pretty well is, I've done this myself, go into the notifications on your phone and just manage how the notifications pop into your inbox. So for example, if you're on WhatsApp and you're in groups, you can mute the notifications and they're not pinging and popping up every time someone in a group notifies. Simple things like that. And you know, if just what I find, if students are aware of it, it just helps them manage it a little bit more. And, you know, I think what really suffers, if you think about a student's life, they're spending, you know, upwards of 8 hours in school or commuting to school. They're, you know, they're sleeping in theory for 8 hours and then they're spending 6 hours, 4 hours on their phone. It's hard to see where, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day. I think the bit that's really suffering is sleep. And when you're studying and when you're learning, you need adequate sleep in order to, you know, digest the learning of the day. And I just really think that students, if they want to do well in exams, they've got to somehow manage their phone use.
And in terms of the lack of sleep, is that being affected by just the brain constantly going with the phone use, or where is it, or is it stress from the exams, or is it both?
It's both, actually. So what I'm finding from talking to students is that they're spending, you know, they go to bed reading the phone until they fall asleep. The other question that we asked, or one of the questions we asked, was around what's your biggest concern, and school stress comes out by far, and it always has. Every time we've asked this question, it's always the top one. So the biggest concern in their lives, 74% said school stress, 7% the way I look, then 5% the cost of living, and then lastly climate change at only 4%. So school stress is a very real stress in these people's lives, which is probably unsurprising.
Something else, Luke, that came up in your results in this study is ChatGPT and the use students are making of it.
Yeah, this was news to me. Now, I'd spoken to a friend of mine who's a lecturer, and they talked about, you know, how it's impacting third level. So we decided to put this question on this year as a new question. We asked, you know, have you used ChatGPT in the course of your schoolwork? And 1 in 5 students came back saying, yes, they had. And I was really staggered by this. I couldn't believe how high it was. And it's something that I don't think schools and certainly teachers are aware of, just how commonplace it is. So we asked what specifically is it that you're doing with ChatGPT on it? And a lot of them are using it for essay ideas. So let's say if you're writing an essay on, say, Lady Macbeth, what it does is, you know, they're using it to get kind of nice introductory paragraphs. They're using it in history. But then what I thought was quite interesting, a lot of students are using it in a similar way that they use StudyClicks, which is that they're trying to identify where the gaps in their knowledge is. So they might say, ask me questions on magnetism.
Wow.
And they're using it in a quite creative
way. That's a really clever way to use it. Yeah. They didn't say, ChatGPT, write a letter from my dad about why my homework isn't done. Nothing like that. Yeah. That's a really good study aid, isn't it? To use ChatGPT in that way.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting. It's like, I would imagine if we ask the same question this time next year, that number is going to be upwards of half. You know, it's a bit like Google in the early days. You know, it's new technology, but everyone's going to be using it, and I think school policies are going to have to develop around it. I think one thing that struck me as soon as I looked at these results was that, like, we currently have the Leaving Cert in the junior cycle. Most of those exams are handwritten. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon with the rise of all this AI technology.
Yeah, okay, so look, they'll have to look, and they are looking at it, the impact of it. Very interesting stuff indeed. Luke Saunders, former secondary school teacher, as I say, and founder of StudyClicks. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.